Thank you, Gideons, for presenting this awesome video. Dr. Leung, thank you for taking time. And we're going to pray for the Gideons, all those who are watching online, either through your Facebook or through the YouTube. We'd like to pray for them right now. Can you just take a few minutes and pray for them? Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the Gideons throughout the world, especially those in Malaysia. Lord, we thank you that you have faithfully kept them. And faithfully, dear Father, you have watched over them. Some of them were in the church, like Captain Winson, and some in Pumas. Father, we just pray your hand be upon them. As a church, as we saw this video, we like to also give to them. And I pray for members who watch this, I pray that they will freely give to this ministry too. We thank you. We just commit today's service into your hands. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. We want to welcome you to our online service. We are glad you can be part of this service. Now, I'm standing live and I'm preaching right now. Okay? Eventually, the church will become physical. Okay? If you see some lights at the background, this is Christmas mood. That's why we sang carols in the worship. Okay? Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Now, beginning from this week, right up to end of year 2021, we'll be preaching a series of message entitled Entering into Year 2022. Various topics that will prepare you spiritually to enter into year 2022. And our intention is to get the church to go into 2022 spiritually before they can enter into 2022 physically. So get ready, get your hearts ready. Something good and wonderful is in store for us as we enter into year 2020. For today, I'd like you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 41. Genesis 41, we're going to read verse 51 and 52. But before that, let me just give you a little background. At this point of writing, Joseph was 30 years old. Now, he has become a prominent leader among the people of Egypt. Now, Pharaoh found favor, Joseph found favor in the sight of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh appointed him over his household, over the people, and over the entire land of Egypt. And obviously, these two verses, especially verse 51, will show us while he was progressing in this land of affliction, he was suffering a syndrome called the predicament of the past. Predicament of the past. And even though he has gone through this promotion, the past was still bothering him. Now let's just read verse 51 and 52. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. Everybody say Manasseh. That's right. For God, look at the name. Look at the meaning of the name. For God said, he had made me forget all my toil, all suffering, and all my father's house. And then, look at verse 52. And the name of the second born is Ephraim. For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of affliction. Now, if you notice carefully, Ephraim would not have happened if Manasseh did not take place. Manasseh means God has made me forget all my troubles, all my toil, all my trouble. What did he go through? And it says here, God has also helped me to forget my father's house. In other words, before Ephraim could take place, which means being fruitful in the land of affliction, God had to cause Joseph to have Manasseh happen in his life. You know, Joseph went through, every one of you know, the poison of his brothers. Then he went through the pit. Then he went through the prison. Then he went through the Potiphar's house, falsely accused. And then he went to the prison. Now he had a bad past. And he knew a bad past, if it's not dealt with, it will end up in a bad future. So he probably pleaded with God that his past should be healed. And once his past was dealt with, his firstborn, he named as Manasseh. Because Manasseh happened, Ephraim took place. I hope you understand. Now, I entitle this short message for the next couple of minutes before we serve communion. You know, this is the title, Forgetting the Past and Embracing the Future of 2022. I repeat, forgetting the past. We have gone through a bad past, 2019, 2021, you know, and we want to forget the past and we want to move forward to embrace the future of 2022. Now, Isaiah 42 verse 9. Isaiah 42 verse 9 tells us, "Behold, the former things have come to pass. The former things have come to pass, and new things I declare." Wow. "New things I declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you of them." Church, as we are preparing you to enter into 2022, I pray and I trust God that God will begin to speak to you concerning the things that God has prepared for you. Praise God. What is the purpose of this message? The purpose of this message is this. There are 44 days, including today, there are 44 days before we enter into 2022. Right? Am I right in my maths? Okay, right. 44 days before we enter into 2022. So therefore, the purpose is this. We want to leave behind the past for another brand new 365 days. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, somebody shout amen. Isn't that wonderful? We want to leave behind the past so that we can take hold of 365 days in year 2022. That's the purpose. Okay? Now, there are three reasons why we cannot forget the past. Or rather, there are three reasons why we cannot let go of the past. Three reasons. Number one, I call this keep turning back syndrome. We keep turning back. We keep looking back, turning back. Now we read in Luke the 17th chapter and verse 32. Now Jesus said this. He talked about someone else's wife and he said, "Remember Lot's wife." Remember Lot's wife. Why should I be remembering Lot's wife? You know, it sounds funny, right? But what happened? In Genesis, the 19th chapter, we read when the angels of God were about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, the angels came to bring Lot, his wife, and the two daughters out of Sodom and Gomorrah before there was a judgment of God, you know. And the Lord promised, Lot, his wife and the two daughters that I'm going to take you to a hill country which is called Zoar, which is not favored, but as soon as you enter, you go back and read the scripture, as soon as you enter into that hill country, you will find my favor. But you know what? Lot's wife had difficulty in believing the words of the angels of God. So as they were coming out and there were fire and brimstone falling on Sodom and Gomorrah, and this was a specific instruction that the angels of God gave to all of them, don't look back. Don't look back. But you know what Lot's wife did? As they were running away, she had Sodom and Gomorrah physically out of her, but spiritually, Sodom and Gomorrah was still inside of her. As she was running, she turned back, and the Bible tells us she became a pillar of salt. A pillar of salt. Friends, a pinch of salt is useful, but a pillar of salt is not useful. Are you here with me? So therefore, I've always said this, a good past is an enemy to a better future. A bad past is an enemy to a good future. Does it make sense? So in the case of Lot's wife, she could not let go of Sodom and Gomorrah because she cannot believe that God can take them to a land of favor. She can't believe that. You know, she was caught up with the comfort of Sodom and Gomorrah. She was caught up with the security of Sodom and Gomorrah. She was caught up with the comfort zone that she was in. She was not willing to take a step of faith to go to the place where God promised, I'll show you favor. So do not turn back. That's my instruction to you. I don't know how your year 2021 has been. I don't know how your year 2020 has been. But this is a specific instruction. Do not turn back because better days are ahead of us. Better season and time of God is ahead of us. Paul tells us in Philippians, the third chapter. Philippians, the third chapter, verse 13 and 14, Paul gives us a specific instruction in relationship to this, no turning back. Look what it says. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing, that's what we need to do. One thing I do, forgetting those things. Look at this. Forgetting those things, divine forgetfulness. Manasseh means God has helped me to forget my troubles and my father's house. Why father's house? Offenses. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead. Hallelujah. What are those things that are ahead? And we read in verse 14, Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, Paul says this, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen, please. What is this upward call? My friends, I've always said this. This upward call in Christ Jesus is not just your eternal life. It is God's progressive plan from faith to faith, from breakthrough to breakthrough, from victory to victory, from healing to healing, from restitution to restitution, from restoration to restoration, from acceleration to acceleration, from rebuilding to rebuilding. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? And I want to say this, the very fact that the angels of God told Lot's wife, don't turn back, simply means there is no hope in the past. There is no hope in the past. There is no future in the past. You know, past is just a school of learning. We learn and we grow in wisdom properly, in understanding properly, in how to do life. But past, the past is no longer a reality. The past is a history. Come on, somebody say amen, please. We are supposed to be transformed from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 tells us this. You know, with unveiled face, as though we are looking into a mirror, the glory of the Lord, and we are being transformed. Everybody say transformed. Being transformed from glory to glory. Come on, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you hold on to your past, if you keep thinking of your past, if you keep holding back on your past and turning back and looking at your past, friends, I want you to know the good old days are just good, but the better days are ahead of you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. We like to say the good old days. We look, because you know why? We don't want to take the boldness or the step of faith and enter into the new things that God has for us. Are you here with me? And I want to challenge you, when you leave what is good, better things are ahead of you. When you leave what is bad, good things are ahead of you. When you leave what you thought is excellent, I tell you, marvelous, overwhelming things are in store for you. So don't turn back. Don't turn back. Somebody say amen, please. Hallelujah. When you turn back, when you continue to live in your all anointing and all grace and all comfort and all security, you become a pillar of salt. That's no future. That's no future. Everything ahead of you is new. Everything ahead of you is a challenge that God has for you. Number two, the reason why people, you know, don't want to live their past, because they are nursing their hurts. Hurts. You know, friends, you need to learn to forgive yourself. All of us have failed. All of us, for some reason, we have failed in some places. We must forgive ourselves, and we also must forgive others. Are you here with me? You know, when he named, Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh, it simply means, Lord, you help me to forget my troubles, my toils. At the same time, you help me to forget my father's household. You know what? He was hurt. He was offended with his brothers. He was offended with the father. The father never stood up. Jacob never stood up for him. And he was offended. But friends, many of us cannot pass our past because we're nursing our hurts. Are you here with me? That's why the Bible tells us what happens if we hold on to our negative emotions, envy, strife, jealousy, unforgiveness, hurts, bitterness, resentment of the past. It's a baggage we're going to take into year 2022. Are you here with me? Now let's look at Hebrew. What happens when you still linger in the hurts of the past? I've been betrayed by my boyfriend. I've been jilted by this person. Come on. Look what Hebrew 13:15 says. Looking carefully. Everybody say looking carefully. Now this is so important. Because if you want to live an effective life, doing life with Jesus in year 2022, we need the grace of God. It says here, looking carefully. Looking carefully, lest any one of us, Hebrew, the 13th chapter, verse 15, looking carefully, lest any one of us fall short of his grace, fall short of the grace of God, allowing the root of bitterness to spring forth, the root of bitterness to spring forth, to defile us and cause trouble. Okay, I hope the scripture appeared on your screen. Hebrew 13, 15. Look at the scripture. The three things happens. There are three things that happens when you keep nursing the hurts of the past. Number one, you fall short of the grace of God. And then you defile yourself. You defile yourself. And then you cause trouble. Relationally, you cause trouble. Are you here with me? And I want to show you two examples from the Bible, how people nursed their hurts, how they came out of the hurts. Number one is John, the 21st chapter. In John, the 21st chapter, we see how the disciples, after Jesus was crucified and he was buried, how the disciples were so disappointed and they were so offended with the Roman soldiers and they were so discouraged and they were so hurt that Jesus was crucified. And this is what they did. They left and went back to fishing. They went back to their fishing. They forgot that they were apostles. They forgot they were called of God. They forgot they were anointed of God. They forgot that God has got a new plan for them. And they went back fishing. And the Bible tells us in John 21, they caught nothing. That's what happens. When you live in the past, you catch nothing. You are fruitless. A pillar of salt is fruitless. A pillar of salt is not worthy. A pinch of salt, yes, not the pillar of salt. That's why Jesus had to nurse the hurts of Peter especially by asking him this question, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? This is not some love story. Jesus used his love and healed Peter. Okay? On the other hand, we have this lady, Mark chapter 5, verse 25, we read right up to 34. We have this lady for 12 over years. She was suffering from a blood issue. And she has been taken a ride by the doctors. The scripture tells us she went to all the doctors and her situation became worse. She was not only hurting, she was hopeless. And she was haunted by the spirit of death. Her life was completely hindered. She was a woman full of negative emotions. Number one, she was hurting. Number two, she was hopeless. Number three, she was haunted by the spirit of death. She's bleeding. Number four, she was hindered from living a proper life. But look what happened to this lady. She decided not to just stay in the hurts and nurse the hurts. She decided that she's going to leave behind those things that are at the back. Like what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. One thing I do, I leave behind those things that are at the back of me. And I reach out to those things that are ahead of me. And she decided while she was bleeding, while she was hurting, she decided if only I touch the garment of Jesus, I will be healed. She stepped forward and went forward and touched the garment of Jesus and she got healed. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. She decided to forgive the doctors. She decided to forgive those people who ostracized her. She decided to forgive those people who looked at her as a social ill. And she stepped forward and went ahead to see a brighter future. Come on, leave your past. Number one, no turning back. No turning back. When Jesus is in our life, there's no turning back. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. That's why the scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, anyone in Christ is a new creation. All things have gone. Everything has become new. Come on, say new. Number two, if you're sitting there and you're hurting so that you can conduct your own self-pity party in year 2022, you're wrong. You're not going to go any further. So therefore, deal with them. If you need to forgive someone, forgive someone. If you need to release someone, release someone. If you're offended, the Bible tells us in Luke 17, 1, Jesus said, it is virtually impossible to avoid offenses. Yes, you cannot avoid offenses, but you can avoid becoming an offender. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. And finally, you know, friends, you need to know what is God's perspective concerning your past. Many of us are oblivious and ignorant of what God thinks of our past. Many of us don't know. Now, this is God's thought towards our past. And I'd like you to turn with me to Isaiah 43 verses 18 and 19. Look at that. This is what God thinks of your past. Okay? And this is his take on your past. You know, friends, while you're turning this to the scripture, I'd like to turn your attention to Romans, the 8th, only attention, okay? Now I need to turn. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 37. Every one of you know the scripture. And it says, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror through him who loved us, Jesus. And if you look at the subsequent verses, come on, let's look. Okay, now that she's on the screen. Look at this very carefully. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Go on. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What is missing there? If you read that carefully, what is missing there? The past is missing there. Everything else is mentioned except the past. You know, your past, you are on your own, my brother, my sister. The love of God is not there. Are you here with me? It is a history. It's done. It's gone. There's no vision in the past. There is no hope in the past. There's no future in the past. There's only learning in the past. And there's not even an inspiration or rhema in the past. So we need to let it go. Your past has been forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Either forgiven or healed by the power of the blood of Jesus. Now let me see. Let's see God's perspective towards your past. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Look at the scripture. This is what God thinks about our past. All of us have got past. Good past, bad past, you know, and all of us. Now, this is what God thinks. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of the old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Wow. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and a river in the desert. Let me just break the scripture and let us examine the thought pattern of God concerning your past. I've got past. I had very bad childhood, broken family, bad, you know. I've got broken relationships too when I was young. But what does God think about our past? Now, does our past is included in the plan that God has for us? Let's see. You know, friends, there are four things I like to say here from this scripture. Number one, God is not the God of the past, but is the God of the future. He is the God of the future. And if you think God is the God of your past, you are terribly wrong and you're disappointed, because God is the God of the future. That's why the Bible tells us in Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew, they shall renew their strength, and they will mount up, not down. Eagles don't fly backward. It must be the crow that flies backward. They mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run. Run, my friends, run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Okay? Nobody walks backward. Nobody runs backward. Are you here with me? Come on, somebody say amen, please. He's the God of the future. Right? He's the God of the future. So you need to let go your past. Number one. Number two, he's the God of the new. Come on. Somebody shout amen, please. He's the God of the future. He's the God of the new. I will do a new thing. It says, do not remember the former things. Now consider the things of the old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Come on. Where do you need a new beginning? In your 2022, where do you need a brand new beginning? For your 2022, if 2021 and 2020 and 2019 has been a bad year, God has got a new beginning for you in year 2022. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 and 22. We read God is a God of time and season. God is a God of time and season. He changes our time and he changes our season. And every time God changes our time and God changes our season, it is a new beginning. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. He's not the God of the past. He's a God of the future. Number two, he's a God of the new beginning. And I like this. And he says, now. Everybody say now. He's the God of now. Hallelujah. When I was a Hindu, I used to carry silver coins in my hand. And I used to climb up the stairs of Butter Cave. And I go and present these coins and tell the God that I was praying to that tomorrow my life will be better. Next year, my life will be better. Or the coming year, my life will be better. Even better, some people pay their vows and say, I'll find a good wife. You know, friends, these are gods of tomorrow. Gods of tomorrow. Are you here with me? Why do we go to fortune tellers? Because they want to tell us things of the tomorrow. But unlike the gods of the world, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the living God, he's the God of now. He's the God of this moment. He's the God of this second. He's the God of this day. That's why David said in Psalms 118 verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now is your breakthrough. Now is your miracle. Now is your new beginning. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. He's a God of now. That's why the Bible tells us in Hebrew, the 11th chapter, verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he who comes to God must believe he is. Come on, everybody say he is. Right now. That's why Paul says what? In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, he says this. It is God who works in you to will and to do for your good pleasure. God is working at you right now. While you're watching this video, sorry, this message, not video, message, live at home, and you are distressed, you're in despair, you're disappointed, you're discouraged, you're wondering, you're stagnated. Now, that's your thoughts, that's your feeling, that's your emotions. While you are where you are, God is at work. He is at work to bring you from glory to glory, from breakthrough to breakthrough, from faith to faith, from victory to victory, from promotion to promotion. He is at work. He is not a God who neither sleeps nor slumber. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? He is and is the rewarder of those who seek him. Your job is to seek him. Your job is to seek him and not to scold him. Why this one? Why that one? How come this? How come that? Seek him. Lord, I search you, Lord. In my pain, I search you. In my distress, I search you. Come on, somebody say amen, please. That's why Paul tells us in Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able. Now, bukan eso, hari ini, pusu, mintian, mintian, chintian. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond you could ask or think within the power that works in you. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. The great dynamics of this God that we are talking about is a now God. He's not a tomorrow God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And then finally, number one, he's the God of the future. Number two, he's the God of the new. Number three, he's the God of now. Finally, this is how God looks at your past. Don't be stuck in your past. He's the God of the next. Glory to God. He's the God of the next. Glory to God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Are you here with me? Those days when I walked by the theater, nowadays we have got no wet theater, and the movie that's supposed to come, they put their next change. We're excited. Okay? But you know what? That's only movie. But you know what? His next changes. He's the God of the next. I will make a way in the wilderness. I'll bring forth rivers in the desert. His next is a supernatural next. Glory to God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You are tired of your impossibility. You are tired of your blockages. You are tired of the stuck you're in. And I want you to know, God is able to turn your natural into supernatural, your insignificance into significance, your ordinary into extraordinary. Come on, if the Esther years has been painful years, if Esther years has been a year of anxiety, fear, worry, I want you to know, we're entering into a brand new year of the next, and I believe it's going to be a year of acceleration. It's going to be a year of restitution. It's going to be a year of restoration. It's going to be a year of rebuilding. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Are you here with me? Come on, are you here with me? I'm almost done. Now, friends, I'd like you to just do one thing. I want you to, wherever you are, I want you to do this. You know what? Just before the children of Israel were taken into the promised land physically, they entered spiritually first. In Joshua chapter 3 verse 4, Joshua looked at them and said, you're going to go into places you don't know. Ni puchutau, you don't know. And how do I enter spiritually? Before I enter physically. Verse 5, he said, consecrate, sanctify yourself today. Sanctify yourself today. Tomorrow, when you cross over, the Lord will do wonders among you. Can we do that? Come on, stand to your feet together with me. That's what we're going to do. We're going to surrender our past to the Lord. The good ones, the not so good ones, the bad ones, not so bad ones. The painful ones, not so painful one. We're going to surrender to the Lord. Do not remember the former things. Now consider the things of the old. You know, Manasseh means the Lord helped me to forget my troubles. The Lord helped me to forget the offenses of my father's house. And then Ephraim took place. Ephraim means the Lord has blessed me bountifully in the land of affliction, in the land of pandemic, in the land of political instability and injustice. Oh God, help us. We surrender our past. We forgive ourselves for the wrongs we have done. We forgive all those wrongs others have done. And we want to enter into year 2022 with forgiveness, dear Father. Forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Forgive us. Cleanse us. No turning back. Because better things are ahead. And Lord, you're a God of the future. Come on, take a few minutes. Lord, just minister to us. We're letting go of the past. Heal the past. Restore us. Thank you. While you're preparing yourself for communion, let the Lord just minister healing. And I'm going to call Pastor Derek to just come and just minister to us in song as we receive healing and restoration. And I'll come back to serve.